This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Dallas Cowboy COO Stephen Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We're all curious, because obviously it was a rough game last night. We're curious, how do you divvy up the responsibility between the continued turnovers versus injuries versus better execution versus maybe this team was just not constructed well? How do you balance that all out?
Well, I think you just take, I mean, you got to take the full body of work. There's a lot of things that go into this. As we all know, this league is built on parity, salary caps, and, there's a fine line there. There's very little room for error, and right now we're making all the mistakes. And, we lead the league in negative turnover margin, and that's the ultimate recipe for losing. And I'll be fortunate we won the two games we've won with the turnover battle, with the turnovers the way they've been. But injuries are a part of this league. Some years you have more than others. Obviously this year we're getting a full dose of it, but you've got to be able to construct a team that can withstand it. And we've got a new coaching staff that we've got to get in here and continue to work with this group. We didn't, it was unprecedented in terms of the off season. We just didn't have a competitive off season program where the coaches could be with the players and we're able to spend time with them on the mental part of the mental aspects of it. But, we've just got to keep grinding. And this is a long season, a lot of football left to be played. Obviously, you're not going to win many games if we continue to make the mistakes we're making. And the flip side of that is we're certainly not creating turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. But I don't think anybody's got a silver bullet here as to exactly what the right answer is, other than we've got to continue to go to work every day and get better. This is a good group of players. We've got to come together as a team. And obviously we're not doing that right now. I think Coach McCarthy said it well last night. We're just not doing things that good football teams do, and we're continue to put ourselves in a hole, which makes it even more difficult when you're playing with a pretty much one of the youngest offensive lines in the league now. When you look at what they're doing, they hadn't played a lot together, and we've just got to continue to go to work every.
When you talk about the limited margin for error, obviously
eliminate getting behind early.
Sorry, we lost you there for just a second. When you talk about the limited ability for margin of error, do you look at any of the like off-season or contractual or personnel decisions and wish that you had done any of those differently that you could share with us?
Not really. No, we were real pleased with the team. So we'll continue to evaluate, this football team. And as I said, there's a lot of football left to be played. And, we're in a division that's, as a group, is not winning a lot of football games right now. So, we're still in the mix. And I know Coach McCarthy, he's coached a lot of winning football teams and a lot of skins on the wall, and feel like that we can get there.
Stephen, what's it like in these meetings? Give us a little reality taste, because we all showed up to work this morning and we're talking about the same stuff y'all are talking about. We're trying to be the GM too, but what's it honestly like when you're looking in the mirror, not just you, but the whole staff, and wondering if you're not good enough?
Well, I think we don't look at it that way. I think that's a mentality that is doomed for failure. We look at it that we've got a good group of men that need to come together as a team. We think we've got good football players on this team. Our turnovers, unfortunately, have happened in the hands of our best players, and they understand that more than anybody. Zeke's a fierce competitor, and he was the first one to step up in the locker room and tell the team he's got to do better, and that's we all know that. We can't afford to turn the ball over, and I think everybody understands that. So, it's just a matter of us continuing to work hard at what we do, and that's what we'll do. We feel like we do got good men, good players, and, this thing will come together for us. But we are playing with some really young offensive linemen that we weren't necessarily expecting to be playing right now, and they've got to continue to work as a group, and I think we will get better.
Has Mike McCarthy expressed to you what he's learned about this team so far already?
No, I think the biggest thing, and we all know it, I think we've attributed, a majority of this to, just the turnovers and the slow starts. At times we've, as we all know, we've moved the ball well. We've got a good great group of receivers. We all know Zeke's a great back, but we're turning the ball over. And then on the defensive side of the ball, it's a new scheme that we've got to continue to get better at. We got them out, to start the game three times, and we're doing our job. And unfortunately, we weren't doing our job on the other side of the ball. So, we've just got to continue to work as a team. I know everybody has their, as you said, have their thoughts, and certainly. Not positive ones now. When you're sitting 2-4, we deserve that. We had a coach through the doors here, Bill Parcells, who used to say, "You are what you are." And right now, we're a 2-4 football team that leads the league in negative turnover margin, and we've got to change that narrative.
Along the turnover point, and I certainly understand in years past why Zeke has been a great player, does he still get labeled a great player when he is having all of these turnover issues?
It hadn't historically been an issue for him. And so I think all this can we can change the narrative on that. I know he believes he can, knows he can. We believe that he can and know that he will. And so, everybody, like I said, everybody certainly deserves to and has thoughts, but we have a lot of confidence still in this team and believe that we can turn the corner and we'll continue to get better as a team. And as I said, we're in a division that right now that we're still in it. So we just have to go to work every day and get better.
Steven, would you approach it any differently? I know this is just hypotheticals, and I know you don't like dealing in those, but if there was a team that was 4-2 or 5-1 in your division, would you kind of have a different evaluation? Because 2-4, you're in first place. Most likely you win four more games, you got a great chance of winning this division.
Well, no. I just I think at this point there's so much football. You got 10 games left to be played, and certainly we've got a new coaching staff, and I believe as we move forward, we're going to get better. Things are going to, we're going to change the narrative on this. I think Mike McCarthy, as I said, you just go back and look at his track record and you'll see that, he's been in some tough situations. He's won the Super Bowl from a wild card position. I have all the confidence in the world in him and his staff that we're going to continue to improve as a football team and go to work every day and improve.
Steven Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Steven, I know it's only been one game, but did you miss Dak Prescott more than you thought you would after watching last night?
Well, anytime you're missing your leader of your franchise, you're going to miss him. I mean, that goes without saying. You do everything you can if you do have a tough situation like we've had with Dak this year to have a backup like Andy Dalton and still believe that Andy can get the job done. As you saw last night, we lost Zach Martin right out of the gate, and so you're dealing with basically four guys that you felt like were going to be backups, and that's a tough situation for a guy who's who's the backup. So certainly you miss Dak. I mean, we're going to miss Dak all year, and he's the leader. He's he brings more to the table than just his skills. It's his presence, it's his leadership, it's everything. So
Absolutely, we're going to miss him, but you know, that's not going to change anything. We've got to go to work with Andy, and we have a lot of confidence in Andy that he's going to continue to step up every day. I thought step up each day and lead this team, and I think we're going to get better.
As far as Zach Martin, is he now in the concussion protocol? And can you walk us through, because we hear that term a lot, can you walk us through like what that entails and what he has to do to get back out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's medical. And they observe, you know, they obviously, you know, judge how he's coming in the protocol each day. And as he makes steps, then and he shows no symptoms, then he'll advance in the protocol. And certainly that's what we hope will happen.
Steven, is there any are there any guys coming back this week, coming back to the roster that are going to be able to kind of help maybe put a finger in the hole of this dam?
Well, as we know, we didn't end up getting Cam Irving back, and hopefully we'll get him back this week, and then we'll get Randy Gregory. So, you know, that'll be great to get another pass rusher out on the field that can help us out. And just the biggest thing is we just got to go to work and bring our lunch pail and get better as a team each day. And, you know, at some point we believe we're going to eliminate these turnovers and change that narrative. And, you know, we got to go win a football game. And that's the most important thing right now.
I'm real curious, Steven, on this. This might be the last point here, but does there ever come a point where the frustration or, you know, the feeling the way you're feeling after a loss like this becomes a pound your fist on the table moment and the correction has to, or is it too soon for this?
I think it's too soon. I mean, I think obviously, you know, Mike has his feelings and he certainly has his way as to how he addresses the team. And, you know, it's internal. We're going to go back to work and we're going to improve as a football team.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us every single week. I know this is tough, and you said the next thing, just go out there and win a football game, and that's what we're all hoping for against Washington.
Appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.